Wikipedia.
Today is Tuesday, June 11th, 2024. Welcome to a new Wikipedia episode. Today's episode is based on the Wikipedia article, Ronald Reagan. As always, the podcast is generated and read by an AI. Have fun listening.
Welcome to another episode of Wikipedia, the podcast that dives into the depths of Wikipedia to bring you intriguing stories, fascinating facts, and thought-provoking insights. Today, we're exploring the life and legacy of Ronald Reagan, the 40th President of the United States, whose political career and policies have left an enduring mark on American society and the world. Stick around as we delve into his early life, Hollywood career, political rise, and the significant decisions that defined his presidency. But before we get started, let's sum it up in a sentence. Ronald Reagan was a charismatic actor-turned-politician who reshaped the American political landscape with his conservative policies and communication skills, earning the nickname the Great Communicator. Now, let's set the scene. Born on February 6, 1911, Ronald Wilson Reagan's journey to becoming one of America's most influential presidents was anything but ordinary. He hailed from humble beginnings in Tampico, Illinois, where his parents, Jack and Nell Reagan, instilled in him a sense of optimism and perseverance. Growing up during the Great Depression, Reagan saw firsthand the struggles that many Americans faced, an experience that would later shape his political philosophy. His early adulthood saw a detour that might surprise many, Hollywood. Yes, before he was president, Reagan was quite the movie star. His acting career started in the 1930s and extended over three decades, with notable roles in films like Newt Rockne, All-American, and King's Row. In what ways do you think his acting skills helped him in politics? It's a curious blend of showmanship and statesmanship that few other presidents had. His time in Hollywood wasn't just about the glamour. It's here where he first dipped his toes into political waters, serving as the president of the Screen Actors Guild and navigating the early stages of the Cold War's impact on American cinema. This role exposed him to the communist influence in the film industry and was a formative experience in shaping his anti-communist stance, which he carried into his political career. But how did he transition from Hollywood to the governor's mansion in California? The turning point came in the 1950s and 60s, as Reagan's political views took a definitive conservative turn. His growing prominence as a spokesperson for conservative ideas and the rallying cry for states' rights led him to the governorship of California in 1966. Intriguingly, Reagan's gubernatorial campaigns were marked by a robust anti-establishment rhetoric, a paradox, considering how he later became a symbol of the Republican establishment. Fast forward to the 1980 presidential election, and Reagan's landslide victory marks a significant shift in American politics. The election pitted him against the incumbent, Jimmy Carter, in a contest that highlighted Reagan's clear and confident communication style. His famous debate quip, "There you go again," has been etched into the annals of political history. This brings us to a ponderable moment. How much of Reagan's success can we attribute to his communication prowess over his policy details? Once in the White House, Reagan's impact was immediate and profound. His economic policies, known collectively as Reaganomics, aimed to stimulate growth through significant tax cuts, deregulation, and a focus on supply-side economics. Whether these policies were effective continues to be a point of heated debate, but they unquestionably reshaped the American economy and political discourse around it. Think about this. Have the economic policies of your lifetime been influenced by the legacy of Reaganomics? It's worth contemplating. Reagan's presidency also marked a pivotal point in Cold War history. His staunch anti-communist stance, famously encapsulated in his Evil Empire speech, played a crucial role in shaping U.S.-Soviet relations. In 1987, in an iconic moment, Reagan stood at the Brandenburg Gate and issued a direct challenge to Soviet leader Mikhail Gorbachev. "Mr. Gorbachev, tear down this wall." This ultimate call for the dismantling of the Berlin Wall has become a powerful symbol of the end of the Cold War. Imagine the tension, the anticipation, and the hope encapsulated in that one statement. It's a moment that defined an era. However, Reagan's presidency was not without controversy. The Iran-Contra affair, a complex political scandal involving secret arms sales to Iran and subsequent funding of Contra rebels in Nicaragua, cast a long shadow over his administration. The affair raised significant questions about presidential power, accountability, and the imperatives of foreign policy. Take a moment to reflect. How do such high-stakes decisions and their secretive nature impact public trust in government? Reagan's influence extended beyond his presidency, enduring through his post-presidential years. Despite a diagnosis of Alzheimer's disease in 1994, he continued to shape the political dialogue and inspire the conservative movement until his death in 2004. His legacy, characterized by both veneration and critique, underscores the profound and lasting impact he had on the fabric of American political life and ideology. As we wrap up, let's ponder. What aspects of Ronald Reagan's life and presidency resonate most with today's political climate? How might his policies and leadership style be received in the context of our modern world? Thank you for joining us on this exploration of Ronald Reagan's remarkable journey from a small-town boy to Hollywood star to one of America's most influential presidents. We hope this episode of Wikipedia provided you with a deeper understanding of his multifaceted life and enduring legacy. Your curiosity fuels our discussions, so we encourage you to continue exploring and questioning the stories and facts that shape our world. Until next time, keep asking questions, keep learning, and stay curious.
That was the Wikipedia podcast for the article of the day, Ronald Reagan. Thanks for listening. See you next time.